You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Vous êtes avec Radio SBS en français.
Avec nous dans les studios de SBS en français, Michael Pineggi et Evelyn Firoza. Michael Pineggi est un compositeur, producteur et musicien. Evelyn est sa vocaliste, une chanteuse aussi qui vient de Malaisie. Bonjour Michael.
Bonjour.
Hello Evelyn.
Hi.
Vous êtes, Michael, ici en Australie parce que vous avez quelques concerts arrivent, dont notamment jeudi, le premier, c'est à Melbourne, au festival...
Fête de jazz là, oui, et avec beaucoup de musiciens qui sont australiennes et les visiteurs aussi, qui viennent de Malaisie et aussi Singapour.
Avant de reparler de ces dates, on va juste pour nos éditeurs raconter un peu votre histoire. Quelle musique est-ce que vous jouez ?
Oui, pour cette semaine et dans le passé, j'ai un grand intérêt, c'est jazz. Et quand j'étais à l'université, j'ai étudié de la musique de jazz avec beaucoup d'autres musiciens qui sont similaires de moi. Alors, mon père, il a écouté de jazz aussi, et, mais je joue l'autre musique, les autres genres et les autres styles, la musique classique et un peu de rock. Mais pour la plupart, c'est la musique de jazz. Et je joue les batteries et de la piano et les autres instruments de percussion aussi, oui.
Où est-ce que vous trouvez votre inspiration ?
La musique de le monde entier, world music et les compositeurs comme Herbie Hancock, Miles Davis et les gens comme ça. Aussi, j'écoute la musique arabe. Particulièrement parce que j'habitais dans cette région pour vers 10 ans. Alors, j'écoutais beaucoup de musiciens qui habitent là et qui habitent le Liban et les autres pays comme ça.
Alors justement, vous venez de parler du Moyen-Orient,
oui,
et de votre vie un petit peu. Vous y avez passé 10 ans. Est-ce que vous pouvez nous raconter pourquoi vous êtes allé là-bas et comment vous avez peut-être aussi pris des inspirations du monde arabe dans vos musiques?
Oui, oui. Ma femme et moi, nous avons travaillé à l'Académie de la musique de Qatar. Il y avait deux départements pour la musique occidentale et la musique arabe. La musique m'a intéressé, la musique de jazz, mais aussi Latin music. Et quand nous sommes arrivés à Qatar et le Moyen-Orient, je suis très inspiré par la musique de l'arabe, les arabes et les autres, l'autre culture là, particulièrement les rythmes, et parce que c'était une inspiration similaire de latin et beaucoup de percussions et les sonorités comme ça.
On va parler des dates des concerts.
Oui.
Jeudi, donc le 6 juin, vous êtes à Melbourne au Festival de Jazz International. Le vendredi 7, vous êtes à Sydney pour le Vivid. Le 11 juillet, jeudi, vous êtes en Australie occidentale, à Fremantle. Et le 13 juillet, vous êtes à Brisbane.
Oui, et après ça, je vais voyager à Singapour aussi pour le Jazz in July. Mais en Australie, oui, les dates vont être très intéressantes pour moi parce que nous allons jouer avec beaucoup de musiciens dans cette ville et avec les visiteurs, Evelyn Ferrosa et Alain Fernandez et aussi Marcus Young qui viennent des États-Unis. Beaucoup d'inspiration qui vient du monde. Oui.
Du monde. So you were, now we're going to switch in English. You were talking about one of your vocalists, Evelyn Firoza, who's here in the studio as well. Hi Evelyn, how are you?
Hello, I'm good, thank you.
So Evelyn, can you tell us a little bit your role with Michael? You're a singer from Malaysia and you're one of his vocalists as well.
Yes, we've met about 2017 and he came to Malaysia and we did a festival called IP Jazz Festival, the one in Johor. And then we did a couple of gigs in No Black Tie in KL. It's a great venue. And he asked me last year if I would like to join him for the Sydney show, the Vivid Festival and Melbourne Jazz Festival. And I said yes.
That's great. That's an amazing opportunity. Have you been to Australia before? Is it the first time?
This is actually my first time here. And it's been amazing. I arrived yesterday and took a lot of pics, thanks to Stuart over there. So he was my camera guy for like a bit. And it's been amazing.
How are you both actually preparing for the shows coming? How do you rehearse or how do you prepare yourself? Because it's quite big, actually. In Melbourne, for example, the International Jazz Festival is a big one. Vivid in Sydney is huge as well. So it's a bit of pressure now.
Yeah, it's interesting because we've got visitors, you know, we've got our guests who've come in internationally, and then the other musicians are Australian based, of course. Particularly with the musicians in Melbourne, I've worked with them frequently in different formats, so we have a history there, which is nice. And what's going to be great is introducing them to Evelyn and Alame and Marcus. And so for that show, there is that sort of previous history and some of the material we've played in different formats. However, for Vivid, it's the first time that the musicians will be performing together. So that's both exciting and nerve-wracking as well. So the first rehearsal is tonight here in Sydney, and it will actually be the first time, I think, that you and Alame, Evelyn, will have shared the stage. Is that correct?
Yeah, it'll be the first time.
Yeah, so there'll be a few firsts, both for, you know, our international guests, but definitely for the locally based Sydney musicians as well. And so we're very lucky to have a great lineup. And on trombone, actually, we have a guy called Dave Paniki, who is a fantastic trombonist who I last saw in New York when I was there years ago. And he is, you know, an incredible player and very lucky to have played with Buddy Rich. So he was a very, very famous American drummer. So from him through to, we've got great keyboardist called Steve Barry and other, you know, musicians that are based here. So it's going to be a great lineup and exciting because we're premiering new music as well as music of mine from the past. So I think from both a repertoire point of view and a musician point of view, it's going to be very exciting.
And how come did you have this opportunity to play at this festival, at this concert?
Yeah, we received an invitation from Melbourne last year, and that was sort of the catalyst to put these initial shows together. And with Vivid, that opportunity came up a little bit later, so we're very happy to take advantage of that and say yes. I think hopefully, you know, both for the organisers and for people in general, the exciting thing is seeing so many different musicians from different places that have the different, you know, cultural backgrounds, but also stylistic sort of variation as well.
So I wanted to ask, maybe first, Evelyn, how would you describe Michael's style and music, and why did you get seduced by his music?
Ooh. I think his style is definitely a bit of jazz. He's sort of fusion, honestly. I can't really pinpoint what kind of style he has because it changes, and he makes every song, every covers his own. So I do a lot of covers back in Malaysia, and currently I'm in the process of doing originals, and my originals are actually quite different from his originals. So he introduced me to his songs and I fell in love with it, really.
And you, Michael, what did you like about her voice?
Yeah, well, a mutual
she just said everything.
Yeah, it's true. A mutual friend of ours who is from Sri Lanka originally put me in contact with Evelyn, and he was saying, because I met him in Doha, actually, he said, oh, you know, when you're in Malaysia, you should see if you can involve Evelyn in some way. And for my first couple of trips, we it didn't happen. And then for the festival in Johor, we had the opportunity to work together. And yeah, for me, Evelyn combines the real soulful you know, incredibly rich voice with sort of funkiness and a really great sensitivity to jazz as well. So because that's the original inspiration for me, I suppose, jazz, even though I've moved into other areas. Quite often when you work with vocalists that are, you know, maybe jazz is not their first love, when you work with them and you try and do something that has a jazz edge to it, maybe it doesn't work so well. But I think with Evelyn, she has very much her own sound, but she's able to move in and out of different, you know, include different influences and still sound like herself. So
I feel like I said, you've said a lot of nice things about me. And I'm like, well, Mike is really great, you know, as a person. And he's the best drummer ever. So you guys should come to the show.
What do you expect to offer? What do you want to offer to the people who are actually going to come to the show? Or maybe people who are still hesitating? What's going to be so special?
Well, we have two girls, one from Singapore, one from Malaysia. That's special, isn't it?
That's already special.
Yeah, I think what people can expect is, for me, what I like to experience when I go to a show is sort of great quality music, of course, and incredible musicianship, but always never quite knowing what's coming next and thinking, wow, I really love that tune, but you know what's going to come next. And for me, the type of show that we've put together, we've assembled, you know, just incredible musicians, and so that sort of interest of, you know, that the surprise element is there, but also, you know, incredible grooves which are inspired by music from around the world, great sort of funkiness, and of course that jazz is sort of holding it together underneath. And so I think, you know, I think you'll come away with a great story and just an experience that you won't forget. So
yes, we'll blow you away, literally.
You're much more succinct than me. You're much more. I've got to work on getting my sentences a little shorter.
Okay. That's why I'm here.
Yeah.
To get some more information, you have a website of your own where we can get more information about the tickets and the date.
Le site internet, michaelpanagi.com. And yes, it's probably the best place, I think. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Est-ce que vous avez une page Facebook aussi?
Oui, c'est Michael Panagi and the Awakenings Ensemble. C'est possible de trouver l'info là.
Est-ce qu'il y a quoi que ce soit que vous aimeriez rajouter? Would you like to add anything else?
Nous avons les enregistrements que nous faisons à ce moment et je voudrais encourager les auditeurs de trouver les tracks dans le futur et nous avons beaucoup les albums qui sont disponible maintenant aussi. Alors, yes, please look for our albums on the internet, Spotify, YouTube, of course, new videos coming out. And j'ai fait un album qui s'appelle Les Trois Scènes. C'est une combination entre les styles différents que j'ai joué dans le passé. Et il y a beaucoup, beaucoup de musiciens qui viennent du monde entier. Les Trois Scènes, oui.
Les Trois Scènes, c'est un album à écouter.
Oui.
We've done a few original tracks and we've done a few live tracks that we've done that's out right now in Spotify. You'll find My Funny Valentine, you'll find Just Out of Reach, and quite a few more actually if you look into Michael Panagi's Spotify account. As for my account, I do have an original song that is mine. It's called Close Your Eyes. It is in Spotify and it's in YouTube, so add me on Instagram, I guess. Shameless plug right over there. We've got actually quite a few tracks, thanks to Stuart over here. Stuart is guiding us through all of this.
Peut-être je peux partager les musiciens locaux qui sont avec nous le vendredi. Steve Barry, il joue du piano. Nish Manjunath, il est saxophoniste. Dave Panicki, il joue de la trombone et comme j'ai dit dans le passé, il a joué avec Buddy Rich. Giorgio Roja, il joue des percussions et la dernière de les musiciens qui vient de Sydney, Nick Henderson, il joue de la contrebasse.
On va parler des futurs projets peut-être. Donc vous avez vos concerts ici en Australie.
Oui.
Mais il y a plusieurs futurs projets, dont un à Singapour.
À Singapour, oui, le concert, il s'appelle Jazz in July. Et nous avons invité les musiciens qui viennent à KL, et une chanteuse qui s'appelle Samantha Delune, et aussi un pianiste incroyable qui vient du Japon, Takeshi Obayashi. Et nous avons joué ensemble l'année dernière à New York. Alors, c'est mon plaisir d'inviter lui à Singapour pour le concert à juillet.
Michael, merci beaucoup d'avoir été avec nous sur les ondes de SBS en français.
Merci.
Thank you, Evelyn, for being with us on SBS French.
Thank you for having me.
SBS en français. Partagez nos rubriques sur Facebook.
You're my funny Valentine, sweet comic Valentine. You make me smile with my heart. Oh. Your looks are ineffable. Yet you're my favorite work of art. Is your figure less than Greek? Is your mouth a little bit weak when you open it to speak?
What do you think? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.